In the contest for the White House in 2008, there's a handful of potential candidates in the field, and then there is Illinois Senator Barack Obama. He gets a rock star reception wherever he goes. His latest book is a runaway bestseller. And this weekend, a much-anticipated event among many Democrats, he's making his first visit to New Hampshire. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Barack Obama is a certified political phenomenon. After only 2 years in the United States Senate, and without much of a legislative record to speak of, he's already appeared on magazine covers over the headline, "The Next President." And that was even before he appeared on Meet the Press on October 22nd.
But it's fair to say you're thinking about running for president in 2008.
It's fair, yes.
With those three short words, Barack Obama made front page headlines, and Obamamania reached a new fever pitch. Democratic strategist Donna Brazile, who ran Al Gore's presidential campaign, hasn't seen anything like it.
Senator Barack Obama right now is one of the hottest commodities in American politics. He's drawing huge crowds. He's selling record numbers of books. He's raised enormous money for Democratic candidates.
You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God.
And it's not just Democrats who are excited about Obama. He gets invitations to talk to audiences no other Democrat would. Last Friday, he was at the Saddleback Megachurch in Lake Forest, California.
I want to say, first of all, how blessed I am to be here today and how grateful I am to Saddleback and to Pastor Rick.
Rick Warren is a national evangelical leader, the best-selling author of The Purpose-Driven Life. Obama was at Warren's church to talk about fighting AIDS, but he also talked easily about his faith, something other Democrats sometimes struggle to do.
Living his example is the hardest kind of faith, but it's surely the most rewarding. It is a way of life that can only light our way as people of faith, but guide us also to a new and better politics as Americans.
Obama fans say he transcends politics, and with his biracial family history, mother from Kansas, father from Kenya, he seems to transcend racial divisions, too. His potential candidacy has complicated the strategies of the handful of Democrats hoping to be the alternative to Hillary Clinton, and it's forced Clinton herself to accelerate her plans. Democratic operatives are lining up for a chance to work for Obama, and then there are the non-professionals.
This is Ben Stanfield. I am a computer technician in Rockville, Maryland. And in my off hours, I founded DraftObama.org.
Stanfield is 26. He's volunteered for Democratic candidates before, but only at the envelope stuffing level. We met at a restaurant during his lunch hour.
I'm a regular guy. I'm not a wealthy person and don't have a lot of wealthy friends. And so I started DraftObama.org to encourage him from a regular guy standpoint to run for president.
Have you ever felt this way about another politician?
I don't think so. I feel hopeful. Like when I watch him, he seems like such a charismatic leader and at the same time somebody whose story all Americans can relate to.
In addition to the Draft Obama movement, there are websites selling Obama t-shirts and buttons, and there's even an Obama song.
Obama, we've just met a man.
Inspired by the Democrats' Obama infatuation, cartoonist Jules Pfeiffer wrote it. We asked NPR's own Nina Totenberg and Fred Child to perform it.
You're cuter than Al Gore, and you're against the war, OG.
People who've met him say Obama has a powerful, even mesmerizing effect.
And best of all, he's not Hillary.
When you're in his presence, whether you're sitting right across the table from him or in a large crowd, you feel like he's talking to you.
Again, Donna Brazile.
Not at you, not past you, but really to you. And I think that's what's been missing in the Democratic Party. That's what's been missing in our nominees.
Whether Obama is the real thing, or as one Republican says dismissively, just a blank canvas where people project their desires, there's no doubt he has a lot of political talent. Here's one small example. Recently, a young reporter named Nicholas Lovelady wrote about how 2 years ago he'd asked the senator a question at a press conference. Obama mistook him for a college student and even said he had a baby face. Lovelady was humiliated. And even worse, he wrote, Obama ruined his chances to impress a girl, an intern at another paper, that he was trying to date. After the column appeared, Lovelady got a phone call.
Lovelady Newsroom.
Is this Nicholas?
This is he.
Nicholas, this is Barack Obama.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, I'm calling to publicly apologize for messing up your game. I read that. I felt terrible. I didn't know there were any ladies around. I just wanted to let you know that, I'm deeply sorry.
How did NPR get this tape? Obama's aides recorded the call and sent it to us, which just goes to show he's got a savvy staff smart enough to ride the Obama wave without letting it get out of control. Right now, the betting in Democratic circles is that Obama will run. These Democrats figure that Obama understands this is his moment, the moment when he is so new and has so little baggage, and before he becomes just another United States senator. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.